Blog Talk Radio.
Date on the batteries. Look, I've never been a hater, it's never been in my nature, and well, listen, let me hook you up, cause
Bob, Bob don't say he miss you, and you don't have lips to kiss you, and you don't have hands to give you ways to tell you how good you take, yeah, see, Bob, Bob can serve you breakfast in bed.
Oh no!
He can't save your body.
He can't
rub your feet.
He can't
compete with
so
my
tonight,
love. I'm coming over.
You need that real type of love.
Oh 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 yeah.
Baby, don't forget.
I wanna turn you up.
Your body needs to be loved.
Slow down, yeah.
Way to God made it.
See, Bob,
Bob can't kiss those.
Think that you can take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and bend. And if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob, Bob don't talk dirty to you.
Bob don't get all flirty with you.
Bob don't turn it around and make the bed bounce, 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 bounce.
Like
yeah,
I do.
You need that real kind of love.
Real type of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be duplicated.
Can't be duplicated.
Your body needs to be loved.
Be fruitful and multiply, yeah.
Way to God made it.
I even touch myself sometimes.
Bob can't kiss those thighs.
Bob can't kiss
Bob
upon your
can't
thighs. Sade followed by Al Green, followed by Raheem, followed by Prince, followed by DeBarge and MJB, and Joe to see it, Patti LaBelle, followed by the Ozzy, Earth, Wind and Fire, and the Band
Roll. I can't help you take the Vicky Secret song.
I wanna love you like
Bob
can't
kiss those thighs.
Bob's gonna kiss
My heart. Good evening, everyone. I am Miss VIP, and welcome to the Love Zone. Tonight, I got my diva with me, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing tonight, diva?
I'm good. How you doing tonight, diva?
Hey. I'm good. I'm good. Nothing to complain about. It's good to be on this side.
Hear that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, tonight's program is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? Diva, I got mine on. You got yours.
Oh, you know I got mine.
Uh-huh. All right, now. So, we're going to give a shout-out to our CEO, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, a.k.a. My Balladeer. Hey. And for thank you so much for this platform, because without you, there's no us. So, Diva, tonight's subject is why do some people, they don't want to get to know each other before they jump into a relationship. Like,
ooh,
they don't have the time, but they do. It's like, darn, you think life is coming to an end before you get to know someone or what? Why is everybody so much in a hurry?
Girl, that's what I call a microwave relationship. And you know what? So many people in today's society seem to just want that. Nobody wants to take the time to get to know each other, and then when things don't work out the way they planned, it's like, I don't know what happened. I was doing this, and I was doing that. Oh, you were doing the most too soon. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I agree. I like the little things. You know, get to know me, like my favorite color, my favorite number, my favorite food, my favorite dessert. See what I'm saying? And I like the little things as well. And, you know, intimacy plays a big part, but I think these days everybody just wants to see if you're sexually compatible. And if you're not,
mm-hmm.
then they move on. I don't get that part.
Mm-hmm.
Because how are you going to, I mean, that's just one love language. That's a physical side. But how are you going to know the person and how they want things unless you find out? So that's
absolutely
pretty bewildering to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever been in a relationship like that before?
You know what? I was on the beginning of one, and they actually told me, well, I ain't got time for all that. I'm like, huh? Really?
Mm.
I said, well, you ought to make time if you want me. And
I know that's
I haven't seen that person since. But, you know, the blurred lines always show up. They're always, hey, gorgeous, hi, beautiful, hey, sexy, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't asking no personal questions or in-depth questions to try to get to know me. So I knew that was right out the window. It's a shame.
Uh-huh. Girl, I know. I know. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
One guy actually got really disrespectful because I wanted to take my time, and he felt like because I didn't jump right into all that baby stuff and you know, kissy face and just, you know, claiming him or allowing him to claim me. Oh, I was all kinds of horrible names, and, you know, I was playing games and, you know, putting others over top of him. I'm like, you don't have any place in my life, so how am I putting anybody on top of you? What is that? Girl, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I want to ask you another question. With all these games being played, do you find it discouraging to stay open to a new relationship?
Oh, absolutely. Because, oh, my goodness, absolutely. It's, you know, it just doesn't make me want to even try anymore. It's like, you know what, if this is what you're all about, then forget it. You don't want to take the time to get to learn me, then no. And especially when I'm trying to take the time out to learn you. So, no, I just walk. And it's a shame because, you know, people, I want to say they disappoint. And, you know, especially if I like the person. If you disappoint me, I'm going to let you know you've disappointed me. But then I'm going to take a walk because they're not going to change, not unless they really want to change. So I don't find much success. But anyway, let me say this before my station manager gets me. He already got me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio. Anyway, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300 and press 1 to be heard. And we'd like you to participate tonight. So you've already heard the subject, so my diva and I are jumping in. So, diva, are you ready to start this show off tonight?
I am. This is Fresh Ink. I'm sorry about the echo, guys. I don't know what's going on with my phone, but I hope y'all can deal with it until. This is untitled, and I'm going to try my best to give it to you as clear as possible. All right. I've learned intuition is such a funny thing. And there's so many things you really can't explain with words, but baby, tell me what you need, because your silence is so loud I can't hear myself think. I'm caught in your energy, and I don't know what it means. It's becoming a bad habit. Speak to me. You're bringing things out of me that I'm meeting for the first time. Because my spirituality is taking me places I've never known. Like my body is your own personal zone. Everyone needs that late night friend under the covers, body talk and pillow play, and I can't help but offer up myself. Take me. I'm available. Show me the way to you, and let me show you how to forget about the world outside for just a little while. Now, this is how he used to make me feel, because I fell for a beautiful, fast talker that painted the prettiest picture. His body's here, but it doesn't react to mine, and when he touches me, it's mechanical. I see him nod his head, but he isn't thinking about me. I look in his eyes, but I no longer see home. His words that used to make things happen are now just promises in the dark. Now my once safe space, my sanctuary, is left in ruins, all because I couldn't wait to get to know him. Never again. That's what I told myself. The funny thing is, he was the one who broke my heart. But when I left him, he was the one who fell apart. So in time, I might just give it one more shot. But next time, I'll take my time. And that's that piece.
Ooh, diva. Oh, my goodness. That was dope. And, you know, the first line, like, my intuition is a funny thing. Is that what you said? Or it can be a funny thing?
Yeah, I've learned intuition is such a funny thing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I don't think, that we always have to be the emotional ones. Why? Why can't somebody be logical? I mean, even
right?
If we were wired that way, I mean, because I am very, I'm a realist. I'm just so real. And I think because of the disillusionment that I've, you know, went through the both times, and you know, and then you know, people that just want to sex you down and nothing else. You can't wine me and dine me and expect me to give it, you know, right away. And that has to be consenting, you know, consensual. Just because you take me out don't mean you're gonna get some. Not unless I want to give you some. But oof, that was a dope piece, my dear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Diva,
you know
what did you bring?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you bring delicious to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Well, this too is fresh ink. So,
oh, okay.
I don't even have a title.
The mic is yours. That's all right. The mic is yours.
All right. I chose you, so choose me. Be with me. Understand me. Learn me. Promise me all you can give me. See, I want to be your best friend. Love you till the end. But a relationship takes work. You say you don't have time to get to know me. It can't be a microwave thing just because you want me sexually. Because a woman like me wants you to put in the work, the same way you earn your money. And I can't do you that quickly, but I will get to know you in spite of, or you won't have this honey. I know this may not be how you operate, but if you want me, you must understand how I relate. I love the little things, public displays of affection, many hugs and kisses, holding hands as we walk. I want that kind of intimacy where no words are needed to talk. You have no easy way out. Either step or be mine and find out what true love's all about. I'm never thirsty. So if you step, I'm good. I'm just going to keep doing me. And that's that piece.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
And sometimes I hate the fact that I'm so, you know, blatant and, you know, upfront and direct. I mean, I would love to, like, soften it, but over the years, I find that I can't. I really wish I could tell a man in his eyes, like, make me want to drown in them or something like that. But I can't do that. Maybe one of these days it might piece me off my feet.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. So, people, what do you say we open up these mics?
Yes.
All right. I do believe we have C-34 music. Hello. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
I'm doing quite well, Miss VIP and the Perla Negra. How are you doing tonight as well?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey, good. Thanks. So,
yeah, I like the stereo sound that you have.
And I don't know where it's coming from. It's funny because we don't hear it, but everybody else seems to hear it. But what think you about this topic tonight? Or would you like my diva to ask you the question?
I know she's been waiting to ask me that question, so... Why not?
Well, all right, Diva.
Okay, well, yeah, we want to know, why is it no one takes the time to get to know anyone anymore? What is it about these microwave relationships, this quick, fast, and in a hurry thing?
It's pretty simple. Now, this is not me, but it's because... we see the body, we see the hunger, and we want to get in. I mean, it's crazy because I'm kind of like this. Did y'all wash your ass today before you go come in there? That's all I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not just going to jump in. I'm not just going to jump into the ocean. I got to make sure you got some vinegar and water up in them chitlins. That's all I'm saying.
I hear that. Oh, yes. I hear that.
Wow.
Did you expect any different from me on this VIP?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, I've learned a lot from Red Fox and Leroy Bonner. And if you, those who don't know who Leroy Bonner is, he is Sugarfoot from the Ohio Players. Honey Chow.
Hi.
Oh,
you never disappoint.
Not at all.
The things you learn from driving every which way but loose.
I hear that. Well, we'd like to know what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. Because I know you brought something. You always do.
According to this topic that you had, I wrote something this morning. And whenever you're ready, I will give it to you.
The mic is yours.
All right.
Thank you. This piece is called Hungry, Like the Wolf. Your animalistic tendencies are showing. Here's a napkin for the drool on the corner of your lips. Yeah, them too. You're on this mission to devour me. As I pray, you do. For I'm your prey. My appetite is ravenous, carnivorous. You're in my crosshairs that target my destiny. Your body speaks to mine, and I understand every word. This love language creates a circadian rhythm within a dance that's dangerous and damn forbidden. You invite me to infiltrate, penetrate, and orchestrate my gyrations while taking chances to impregnate you upon release. Your nails engrave sonnets in my back. Your legs elevate the cumulus clouds as I become draped, drenched, saturated upon impact. The tsunami you have been saving, holding back until this moment where I was the deserving one to receive this rush of precipitation. You glaze me to amazement through condensation. I'm just saying. We embrace our bodies through this amnesia because our talking heads couldn't explain if we asked ourselves, well, how did we get here? We felt that hunger hung over from less signals. As your eyes envision the environment of my name in calligraphy written on your kitten, to be truly impressed not seeing that we have been imprisoned by one simple thing we've missed here. From the first minute before our sinful, intimate decision, we haven't been properly introduced. Hi, that's that piece.
Whoa. Yo.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That was dope. And I got all the incentives, especially talking heads. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the way you throw the lines from the songs and stuff. Everybody, I'd like to apologize for this echo. I don't know why it's happening. It actually just started this evening. I don't know what's going on with this phone, but we're trying to get through this show. So I am apologizing over and over again.
I don't like it when you apologize over and over again.
Oh, oh my goodness. Well, you are something else.
I don't need your lover no more.
You want to be free, huh?
Yes, I am.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Y'all
got to
take
goodness.
This stuff away from me.
Well, we're going to escort you into the Love Lounge, and you are first. So you have your choice of drinks, choice of food, and the choice of where you sit.
Oh.
Take that.
That way I can tell the bartender, when you're hot, you're hot, you're really shoot your shot.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I know you missed
me. You know Kalinda's taken.
Oh, I know. I'm getting her prepared.
You know Kalinda is taken, sir. So, all
I'm
right.
I'm getting her prepared.
So, thank
You'll
you
be
so
fine.
Much. Oh, Lord. One love, one mic. Oh.
One love, one mic to
one
the both.
One love, one mic. Old Diva, he's getting in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let me just play this right quick, Diva.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
Radio.
This is Sonny, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 20 minutes to 10, and on the top of the hour, we're going to try and run down a little lineup ourselves, unless our station manager can pop on in. Anyway, Diva, let's bring on the next caller. And please excuse me if I do not have your names and all, because I don't have my Diva with me tonight on the board. So, all right, area code 410, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Lisa Liv.
I knew that was you, Diva. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Diva.
Oh, my goodness. We're all right.
Yeah, this echo is interesting tonight.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's coming and going. I don't know what it is with the calls tonight. I don't know what it is. But we're going to try to get through this. One monkey don't stop no show. We can still do our poetry. We are
absolutely,
you know, creators. We poets. We can make it do what it do.
Absolutely. Well, my Diva, you've heard the topic, and you've heard our ink. What say you? Why some people don't want to get to know each other before they just jump in a relationship?
Because everybody wants everything instant. They want to pour in water and keep moving.
Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's nobody has patience anymore.
Right. They don't want to take the time to nurture it or even see if it's going to blossom, grow and blossom into something. So you're right.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's just that I just really don't get it. Like, everybody wants to jump into sex, jump into introducing people to families, or jump. And what if it doesn't work? My goodness. It can't work if you don't know each other.
Yeah, and then they get surprised when it falls apart.
Yeah.
Right.
and probably blame somebody.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to blame themselves if they don't take the time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, Diva, what you got for us to listen to?
This is actually an older piece. This was about someone that I had known for years, but we never crossed that line until this particular point, and the story behind why.
All right.
This piece is called He Touched Me. He touched me.
Michael J.
Okay. He touched me, reached over on our first drive together and placed his big hand on my thigh, and I didn't even flinch. Because even though I knew I couldn't make him mine, I wanted him. Because his thick stature and gentle voice pleases me. And I haven't been handled by a man like him in years. Because he's a good man whose kind heart and upstanding ways got him hurt. And I wanted to give him comfort. And because he's been on the outskirts of my life for more than a decade. And now that he's here, why should I refrain? And I'm well aware that his emotions are conflicted. His heart is stuck, and his body only wants what it wants. But he's been so open with me, given me words of constant strength, shown me my true worth, and continuously encouraging me to be all I ever dreamed. He speaks to my spirit, calms me, and reminds me to just breathe, because that's what is truly mine, God-given, and only God can take it away. So I'm a better woman now because he touched me. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
You know, I could see this. I could see this all in my head, for real. Like his soothing, like he put his hand on your thigh. I see that. And you don't even flinch because you know he's good. And you know you want to give, you know, give all to him. But man, oh man, that was dope.
Thank you.
That was really dope.
Absolutely. I love that. Echo again. When you meet that right one, nothing comes as a surprise.
Right.
Everything is organic, and it just, you know, it you're just comfortable. You know it's meant to be there. The touch, the look, just the atmosphere is right. I love that piece, girl.
I love that. Thank you. I'm actually going to send him the replay tonight. We can hear it, too.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. I'm not sure if I'm bold enough to do that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had our encounter. We had our encounter. It's been years ago, and we've still been friends. And it never disrupted our friendship. And we talk usually once or twice a week, even now.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
I'm not his one. Wow. He's not mine. But we're definitely friends.
Wow. That is so awesome. I wish I could say that.
I don't have many I could say that about.
Right. True. Well, my diva, thank you so much for coming through. And we're going to usher you into the Love Lounge and see Double is there.
Yeah, I'm getting over here and disrupt whatever he's trying to do with Kalinda.
I know, right? He better, I can't even say. My goodness, I cannot say. All right, darling. One love, one mic.
Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Lord Diva,
I hired her for the purpose of mixing and making drinks. That is it. Okay. Something happened to Blossom between the station manager and her, which is fine. I'm fine with that. But all y'all seem to be coming at her now. Y'all going to leave my calendar alone. Okay.
Well, you know, Diva, I got a feeling I know what this is. She fell for the green-eyed bandit.
Oh.
You know, the pineapple calligraphy. Yeah. So,
but I was fine with that.
And she must
now
have those brown, she must have them brown eyes. Mm-hmm, those pretty brown eyes.
Oh, you know
eyes.
A brown eye.
And
really.
I think they just, right, they just jump right on in. So, And he sure is possessive, isn't he, Diva?
Mm-hmm.
Well. Let me play this. Oh, my goodness.
Just enter the Soul Cafe. Let's chill.
Well, that was the wrong one. My apologies. Well, Diva, I think it is time for another song.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. All right, let me see if I can jump on it right quick. Woo! I'm telling you. And my computer, at the beginning of the show, my computer wouldn't play. I had to, like, beat it down or something. I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It
would
be like that sometimes.
Hey, look, bad enough with the echo. So, let's see.
Girl.
Yes. Let me try this while I'm searching for another one. This song, and then I think I'm going to either impose on our station manager, maybe, or we're going to have to do the rundown.
Okay.
You and I
will never fall. picture, my lady. This empty thing, there's no me or no you. What will we do? An awful sight to me. If I ever lose you, tell me where will I go? Life would have no meaning, and I pray that you would always stay with me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio, and the number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1. We'd like you to participate. So, Diva, are you ready for the rundown?
I'm going to try and give it. Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, yeah, you can hear me because I can hear me. All right, let me see. I guess I'll start with Monday night. I believe it is Do What You Like, I think. That's hosted by Mr. Metaphoria and Poetic. Tuesday night, we have one of Mojave's shows. I don't know which one it is, but they're all great. So y'all just come on by anyway, Tuesday night at 9. Wednesday night, once again, you will have my co-host and myself here in the Love Zone. We don't have a topic yet, but I know whatever we come up with, you guys are going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Thursday night, we have the Get Down, okay? And I believe this may be another episode of the Get Down Idol. We were doing things in a poetic manner, just like American Idol, but this is a poetry idol. Friday night is open, I believe. Saturday night, I'm going to leave that open as well because I don't know how things are going to go, but we're going to see. I'll let y'all know. Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory hosted by Divine Inspiration and Poetic. I guess that's it. I tried, Diva.
I tried.
You did fine. So, ladies and gentlemen, at the top of the hour, you have until 10:59 to dial in, or the Block Talk lady will cut you off. So since we have no more callers, we're going to play a couple of songs, and we're going to have a little part two to this.
If I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. Diva. We have Lady A, our diva from Canada. Hey, all Lady right. A, how are you?
Oh, hello, hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, good. So what's going on?
What's going on tonight?
Trying to get through this echo.
You got it.
Yeah,
know,
there,
right?
is
mm.
there.
Yeah, it's like off and on, and we don't know what's going on with the feedback. No idea.
I don't have any on that would bother about, that's for sure.
Hey, it's cool. So, Diva, you ready to ask her the question?
I am. Okay. We want to know what it is about these people that don't want to take the time to get to know a person before getting into a relationship with them. They just want this quick, fast, and in a hurry, like microwave type of relationship. Why do you think that is?
I think that's a good question, but it's the response to do something for immediate gratification is a very, in my opinion, immature response to a relationship. I think people go in and thinking that they're going to get the end product on the first date, you know, the marriage proposal, the whole nine yards, so they give themselves away. I think the messages that go out today are entirely, I mean, it's worse than it was. I mean, it was like this when I was younger too, but it's worse than when I was younger because it's all, the messages that are given, it's all about sex. Sex is the be all and the end all of a relationship, so dive right in. And I think as women, especially, we know that, especially when you're young, that you really don't get anything out of sex when you're younger. I don't know if you girls could agree with me or not. I think that they don't know what they're doing and don't know what to expect. And I think that loving relationship that's fulfilling comes with time and getting to know somebody. I think it's just people, they want instant gratification. They want everything right now. You know, like young people today, when I'm divorced, but when I got married, I had all secondhand furniture, all secondhand everything, and made a nice home because of it. And now people want, you know, they go in debt to have all the newest stuff, and it's the same as relationships. I don't know. That's what I think anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I agree
with you totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know what, for the most part, it's more about appearances with them nowadays. As far as the going in debt thing, they don't really look at the big picture. Now, I have to admit, when I did move into this house, I didn't have anything. I had to actually purchase everything that I have. After I got my kitchen and my bathroom remodeled, I just got everything new. Even though the house had been done over, the necessary repairs had been made by the realtor, I wanted things the way I wanted them. And didn't so much go into debt, but I just wanted things to look a certain way, and I wanted to be my kind of comfortable, you know.
But I think that's probably different at the age that you were when you moved in. You're more mature, and I think as you mature, you deserve to have the things that you want. If you've worked hard for them, get them. You know, first time I ever had a brand new car, I think I was in my 40s. You know,
and
I think there comes a time, you know, that the Christmas tree, for example, with the kids' stuff on it, you know, you tuck those away for for your memory in your memory box, and then, you know, if you want a Christmas tree that's done up in silver and gold or whatever your choice is, what theme you want, if you do that, then do it, you know, because I think we're past that stage where young people are, at least I'd like to think we're past that stage where we would choose to dive into a relationship or a date by going right to the bitter end, you know. I think that you deserve to have your bathroom the way you want it and your kitchen. I sure do mine, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not like when we were young and we didn't have anything. You may do, and as you get older, we deserve to have those things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think same as a relationship. I think it's the same thing. We know better as we get older, and we have to pay attention to those signs and red lights and all the rest of it.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because you never disappoint, and I know you brought us something.
Well, I hadn't decided on anything. I'm still kind of looking. I don't know what was read beforehand, but I would like to read something. I don't know what I want to read. Something sensual, maybe.
Whatever it is you want to give to us.
I'm trying to.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is there.
Okay. I still don't know what I'm going to read. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. I thought there would be more people on the. I'd be at the bottom of the list so I could take my time to read.
Well, you know
read.
What? You know what? It really doesn't matter. I mean, because like my diva says, you never disappoint. And your pieces are exquisite. I mean, it makes us think. It has great imagery. So whatever's on your heart or whatever you want, you spit it.
Okay. I have so many to choose from, and I don't really know if I want to be serious or if I want to be, you know, sensual or funny or. I'm so sorry. Hang on a second. I have one here that I did. I was thinking I had a co-writer with me, but I didn't. Okay, this is called Aware of the Stairs.
Okay.
It's intriguing, exciting. He's one to delight in. Forbidden fruit, desired pursuit, like Eve in the garden, no resistance, no pardon. Beguiling flirtation succumbs to temptation. Sensations of fire and holy desires ready to acquire, quite aware of the stairs, bedroom eyes across the room to assimilate forbidden sense of God's gift. Silk sheets unique, candles lit, silk ties, feelings that could only steal the sky, feathers, tease, he earns to please. Up the approach arose, dance till she comes undone. Touches sweet bird pleasures, pink pearls unearthed treasures. Sorrows break their bodies, quote, lovers moan, escape. Sober skin, heat logs sin with tails of cat and eye. And blood drips, whimpers, kiss in her ear, love's whisper. Passive, lover low till now, too letting go beneath love's undertow. She loathes, relentless thunder, her whispers roar like thunder. Drips, candlesticks, upon breasts, he is transfixed. She surrenders
daughter whose own, who is addicted to her splendor, rise and fall, drops in sync, climb to the peak, float, river, and plain. They come together, they own each other, and so.
Ooh. Now, wow. Lady A, I caught snippets of it, but the snippets that I did hear, because you seem to go in and out, but what I did hear was it's okay, but you know what? You have a way about you. Your voice is like subtle or like a warm stream just flowing on down to the river or something. You know what I'm saying? You're very mellow. You tend to speak in a way that you just want to just shoot off to the sky and then float gently down. And yeah, like I said, what I heard was nice. It was nice. Mm.
Thank you so much.
Woo-wee.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It was.
There's some love going on
I like that interpretation that the talking about the stream and everything. Your voice and your cadence is like a gentle stream. You're sitting by it on a nice sunny day, and you know. And I love your wordplay. You give these metaphors that make you close your eyes, and while you're listening, you can picture what she's saying. I love your pieces. This was beautiful.
Yeah.
And yet you were kind of like, it was a little muffled, and it was like a little disturbance in your signal. I mean, it's just this signal altogether is really crappy tonight. I don't know what it is. But I love that piece, Lady A. I really do. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So we're going to usher you into the Love Lounge for your favorite libation. And if you see something fishy going on in there, let my diva know, okay?
Yeah, please. Please report to me.
Uh-huh.
I will.
Absolutely. All right. One love, one
Thank
mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. Ooh, diva. You know, I think I'm going to do another piece. I remember this was a very old piece, and it was called Real Love.
All right.
I think it was probably on Van Show or something about what he won't accept or something like that. So, like I said, that was very old. But let me spit this piece.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I love the idea of being in love, but I want a true love, a new love who's been through. What I won't accept is one that just wants to do you. I need a man who wants to learn me, who will listen, yet participate in real conversation and appreciate me for who I am. I need that one, that special one, who wants to know all the little things as well as the big, to go through thick and thin, you dig? I have standards, because I went down that road twice. I've hurt so much. At times, I feel my heart is like ice. But I love me now, and I'm not going to accept just any man, you understand? I have certain requirements. The bar is set high. Don't come with foolishness, and don't dare make me cry. I have no time for boys or a man to teach. Make sure what you bring to the table is intelligence, some common sense. Practice what you preach. Come into my mind. Seek what you need to find. You won't find a child. You'll find someone real, a true lady every day who will be with you all the way, one who's really been there, heartbreak and all. But when your back's against the wall, you'll have someone by your side. Ride or die, having a mature love, a one that everyone dreams of. If you really want to be there, you will be, if you truly care. A real love will go to the ends of the world and will shine from the inside out if one takes the chance to find out what real love's all about. And that's that piece.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. I like that.
I
really, really
like
that.
Thank you.
I really, really like that. Eva, do me a favor real quick. Mute yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see something.
Sure.
Mute yourself. I
want to see something. Okay.
All right. I want to see. You know, I think it's the combination of your phone and my phone. That could be why we're getting an echo, because you don't hear it now that you're muted. I don't hear it at all. I know you don't hear any of the echoes, but on this end, I can hear everybody echo. And I think it's it could be this phone. I don't know. But all right, unmute yourself, girl.
Oh, wow. No, I'm here. So, Diva, you got another piece for us to listen to tonight.
I absolutely do. Yes, I do. There's another little sad piece.
Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Broken Lover Who Forgot How to Love Me. I always have and will love deep and sacrifice. It's the only way I know how. So when you decide to give someone something as sacred as your heart, and they don't think it's good enough, you ask yourself, how do you turn off unconditional love, even though you know you can't? We all want to be sculpted by a sculptor with eyes to see deeper than the light shining within, the one who cuts our woes away and accentuates the everlasting magic we were created and truly meant to be. I may have left my mark, but he left a scar. And all along the signs were there. I heard the words but chose not to listen. Saw the difference but wouldn't accept the change. I even took the blame, though it wasn't my fault. I foolishly believed if he watched me walk through my storms as I navigated nefarious energies, he would see my strength as a reason enough to stay. I gave him my smile, my heart, my soul, and still he left me here, alone without a thing to hold. So I tell myself, he just forgot how to love me. Whenever you give your heart freely, there's no guarantee it will be treated right. And after that, I learned my lesson and abandoned my codependency. So I no longer am baited now into low vibrational entities that do not serve for my highest good. I know who I am. My presence enhances and complements the situation. And that's that piece.
Oh, Diva, that was dope. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
And you know, that makes me really think about certain things, because you know right well, they ain't right. And you see all the signs, and when you said you take the blame, I was like, You know, it struck home with me a couple of times, because to me, if you're married or in a relationship and that person is not equally yoked with you, and if you're living right, maybe you might feel like, well, hey, I'm living right. Once he sees how good life is with me, he'll be right too. And hoo-wee. And then you're just left in the wind. And then again, you say, well, he just didn't know how to love me. But the line of life that I always say, that line that gives me life was, what is it, something if he couldn't bring it to the table that no longer serves you, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But that line.
Oh, I no longer am baited into low vibrational entities that do not serve for my highest good. I don't get pulled into that anymore. I don't allow myself to fall into that. I'm not taking the blame anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
When you're in a relationship and you really, really, your love has not diminished. Your love hasn't died, even though things may have been uneven for a minute. You still
mm-hmm.
have that same spark inside of you. You still have that same desire, and you want so badly for your relationship to work out that you become desperate, and you start doing things that you
mm-hmm.
normally wouldn't do. And I would take the blame, even though
Ooh.
It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though I was the one that was targeted, I was the one that shit was done to, I still would take the blame to keep it, to find a medium to keep the relationship going. And it was so wrong of me to do that. It was so unfair to my heart to do that. But because I wanted it to work so badly, I kept doing things to make him feel like, okay, you know, I would say okay, I would be in agreeance, and just so he would stay, he wouldn't run off. What I didn't realize is what he was doing was manipulating me. Like, he would come in and just start an argument out of nowhere just so he could run out the door and be with her, you know. And it had me thinking, I'm like, what did I do this time? Why, you know what I mean? So I started to
mm-hmm.
just not bow down, but to, like, do whatever it is he wanted. I made sure that
mm-hmm.
I tried to be Patty Perfect, honey, for everything. And I was just like, wearing my heart thin until one day I woke up. And I'm like, you know what? You want to be with her that day? Then go on. Be with her. Go on. Because I'm not going to do this shit to myself no more. I was making myself sick behind it. Literally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I might as well put on my damn sneakers and ran behind the car when he pulled off. I couldn't do it anymore.
No more
of that shit.
Oh, my God.
I know who I am. Trust me, honey. I am in love with me. And after
mm-hmm.
I can't find a motherfucker to be in love with me, as well as I love myself. Guess what? Me and Bob. We'll have to continue this relationship. Girl, that's my fault. You know, that's just gonna have to be the way it is, and I'm fine with that. You know.
Exactly. Yeah, I say that now because, you know, people tell me, well, you can't find nobody being in the house. I said, COVID, I'm just not, you know, ready to be around a whole bunch of people as of yet. You know, I'm even paranoid about going to Walmart. I don't like it. It's too people-y. And sometimes I actually pay the extra to get my food delivered to me so I don't have to have any contact.
Okay.
So, I see now more and more people, you know, not wearing their masks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm wearing mine. I don't care. Shoot. But, yeah, it's very hard to do it again. Like, you really want to start over all over again? Do you really want to do that? Do you really want to risk it? And, you know, for love's sake, for sure. You know, because like you said, we're all open to love. But we're just not going through what we've been through before, and we're just not doing it. We're not doormats, and we're not the sacrificial lambs. Nah.
Got that
no.
right, honey. I am
so,
your emotional punching bag. So, yes.
Absolutely.
But you know what?
Well, Diva,
I gotta say
mm-hmm.
something. Diva. I gotta say something.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity and that special person is not just going to come knocking at your door. So, yes, you do have to go out, socialize, even though you may not want to. And I should be one to talk, right? Just sitting in here crocheting all the damn time.
right?
But you do. Yes, you do. You have to put yourself out there because he's not going to come just knocking on your door. He ain't. It just don't work that way. You have to be out there amongst them. And
mm-hmm.
socialize, and be seen, be heard and be seen as well. And I know I gotta practice what I preach, and I'm gonna start putting myself out there. I'm gonna start getting my flirt order again. I'm a terrible flirt too, but I'm horrible. But you have to. As much as we don't want to be around the germs and all of that other stuff, because I never really did like a crowd. It's something that we have to, and as they say in the church, you got to step out on faith and just know that it will happen for you, okay? And just do that. You got to believe in yourself, okay? Believe in yourself and know that it's going to happen, and it will. Because I know. But, I gotta get my outfits together. It's getting ready to get hot, and I gotta go get me a few more fun dresses and some pretty new samples and stuff like that. But that's right.
Well,
that's
we
right.
Have another caller. Yes.
Oh, look at now. All right, bring them on in.
We're gonna. All right. 973. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Divas. It's Wendy.
Hey, what's up, Queen?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing
good.
How you doing?
I know, we doing, right?
I'm just fine. I'm doing all right. Enjoying the conversation.
That's what's up. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, Diva, you got it.
All right. Well, I want to know, we want to know, what is it about, why do you think everybody these days wants these, get into these relationships without taking the time to get to know the person now? It's like everybody wants this quick, fast, and in a hurry, just what I call microwave relationships. Not when it takes the time to get to know the person. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because too often we are looking for something that's missing in someone else, and we hope that they can fill that void really quickly. Sometimes that void can be something emotional. Sometimes it could be something financial. You know, you never really know what a person is missing that draws them to another person, but oftentimes there is something that's missing. They're trying to fulfill a part of their life without taking the time to get to know the full person. And that's why a lot of people end up in these, those microwave relationships. They go cold just as fast as you can heat them up, You're only looking at things through a microscope. You're only looking at things through the lens of what you're expecting or the need that you feel like they want to fulfill. I find a lot of people, I think nowadays in our, age range, they're like, too many men is looking for like somebody to complete the home, too many women looking for someone to complete, the figure that they have in the head of what a man is supposed to be, but not really ready to accept the full man that they have available to them. You know what I mean? You think that's, I don't know if it's, sometimes you look at it as settling, other times you look at it as accepting a person for who they are, and there's a fine line in between those when you're getting to know a person. You know the difference. But when you first start out and you're like, oh, I need some companionship, that person meets that need, let's hurry up and let that person fill this void that I've been having in my life. Or, I need... just be quite honest, I need a place to stay, or I need somebody to go half on this rent because it's so expensive.
Wow.
Right.
But you know what?
You're being quite honest.
But don't they know after a while that's not going to work? I mean, if you just want a place to stay, you got to do something to help you stay where you are. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You just can't just come on in and go, hey, I need this, or hey, give it some shiggity, and then once in a while, that's not going to work after a while, like you said. It's
right.
going to grow very mm-hmm. cool.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because eventually you find out that the whole person was not the person you were looking for. They don't meet your needs. But, you know, you jump in too fast, and that's what you get, I guess.
Absolutely. I you know what? It's like almost as if they latch on really quickly because they have the agenda to just in their mind is like, yeah, what can I get from this person?
Right.
And I think that is why they as quickly as they start, they end just as fast, as soon as
right.
they do.
Right.
Okay.
You're like fitting a role, and like some of them, you're trying to fit the role of their mother, or you're trying to fit the role of a ex lover, or you know, some idea in their head of who you're supposed to be to fit in this space where there's something missing right now. And it's like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. I'm not going to let you, you know, marginalize the full scope of who I am by rushing into it by some small part of me that you think you know or you think you fell for. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know what? Yeah, because, you know, I think
darn
people,
skipping. Yes, I do.
They fall for the idea of someone
mm-hmm.
rather than
mm-hmm.
who they actually are. And that is, I think that's another reason why they latch on like that so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah. I totally
agree.
Awesome. Gotta be careful when you treat.
You're right.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, Queen. Thank you for that. So, what did you bring to listen for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something and you never disappoint.
Oh, thank you. I do have a piece I like to read tonight. All right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I tried to see myself through your eyes today. The grace with which your gaze sees through the blue haze. The way your eyes graze my frame. The way you penetrate my brain. I try to see myself that way. Flagrantly delicate, an elaborate bouquet of easy Sundays. She makes me see myself from a place I thought time had erased. It's like you found the seam between the reality and the dream and ripped them, creating a sharp juxtaposition between the accepted and the envisioned. I want to fit into that image, to scrub the red stains to a soft pink, to get warm and juicy with possibilities. She's beautiful, isn't she? I bet she's warm like a pretty poem or a snuff of brandy, sweet as candy, an ambient stamp of chance. I bet she tastes like romance and slow dances in the rain. I bet she feels like Coltrane. Wow. She sounds perfectly deserving of pride of place, but me, I represent the blue states where I exist as persistent as a wisp of smoke. I made a home amongst the low notes. I make war paint out of the blood stains. I couldn't fit into the shoes of the woman you are talking to, but I bet she's beautiful. You said to me, why do you hide your beauty? I smiled because I truly didn't know how to respond. When I'm not playing hard to get, I'm just convinced I'm hard to want, with no point of reference better than the one that I've accepted. But the woman you see, she's beautiful, isn't she? She sounds like poetry, a complex kaleidoscope, a mosaic made of broken, a bouquet of soft-spoken and cloaked in barbed wire, with a devotion that sets the soul on fire. I want to be so delicate and beautiful, but I'll be damned if I'll play the role of a damsel. I am not a poem of perfect stanzas dancing to your tickle place. I refuse to be a meter wide open, pandering to the pride of a clever fox, licking his teeth to a reflected clean. I'm not a flower, a flow, nectar exposed on display. I am not waiting for your consumption or approval. Forgive me if my poem isn't beautiful. With form like fault lines cascading down through the minds, blood don't course through my veins without reminding me of the awesome power of my poetry. I can't be a pretty poem. I'm a woman with a mouth open, a stark juxtaposition to your misgivings, a corset forged in some traditions. I'm an extension of my mother's hem, sewn to a close like the cries from her lips over tattered seams. I am not the poem of your dreams. Hyperbolically massaging you into a comfort, I can't possibly be poetry, but she's beautiful, isn't she? The subject of your lust, trussed up and betrothed to a prison called love, a rose you covered as her stems you cut. I tried to see myself through your eyes today, but I vowed to never again make that mistake. And that's that piece.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You said, what was that? You say he ripped the seams of between what? He found the seam in between what now?
Wait, let me see. He found the seam between reality and the dream and ripped them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a deep line right
wow.
there.
Wow.
Thank you.
I like
you
that.
You know what I loved about this piece? Yes. The piece is dope. Let me tell you what I loved about that piece. He was like, I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. And then you go back to, but she's beautiful, isn't she? I'm like, whoa. Yes. Yo, yeah.
Like the idea of who you think I am is very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, you're going to accept the whole person.
Pretty, isn't she? Yeah. Right. Right. Girl, you laid it on the line for sure. Like, whoa.
I appreciate it.
Well, Queen. Tell us what you got going on, girl, in the Epiphany Universe.
Okay, well, every alternating Monday night at 9 p.m., myself and my co-host King Atterbury host the King and Queen's Quarters. Our next show is going to be on, I don't have it off the top of my head. Yeah, it's going to be on the 10th of April, and we haven't decided what the topic is going to be, but we'll come up with something fun to talk about.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Queen, let me ask you a question. Should we really send you into the Love Lounge? I'm almost so scared to do it. There's some shenanigans going on there. I'm telling you.
All
shenanigans. All right now. That's what's up. Thanks, my girl. Oh, on that side, right? I was going to say on that side of the car. Right. All right. Thank you so much. One love, one man.
One love.
All right. All right, Diva. Diva, we got a treat tonight. If I'm not mistaken, this is our the Rakim of poetry. Well, hello. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good.
Hey. Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Hey, it's been a while.
Yes, it has.
No, just checking in with y'all.
You have to excuse the echo. We're just having technical difficulties tonight. But it's still good to have you nonetheless.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. I see it. Things happen. We ain't sweating it here. Well, I do have a piece for y'all. I'm not sure if it's along the lines of love. You know, my title starts with a question, and I just flow from there.
Can we ask the question first?
By all means.
All right. Why do you think it is that people want to get into these relationships with people without taking the time to get to know them, these microwave relationships, so to speak? Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, you know, I kind of laughed a little bit in my head when you said a microwave a relationship. I never heard that term before. But, well, I say because some people feel like maybe they don't have that much time. Some people feel like they're getting at a certain age. They feel like it's going to be hard to find a person they can get close to. You know, trust is a hard thing, especially nowadays with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, it's hard out here. I mean, I'm just trying to go to the store and purchase something. Like, hey, you better have, they don't even ask to put your mask on, but that's another story.
Right. Right. I hear you, though.
Right.
You know what? I didn't look at it from that aspect, but that is a very real issue with a lot of people these days. The trust factor, number one. But wouldn't that – I would think it would be the other way around where having trust issues, you would actually want to take it slow to build it and get to know the person. I never thought of it like that. But thank you for that. Okay. That's awesome. Okay.
Hey, you're welcome.
So now let's get to this deliciousness that you brought for our ears tonight, because I know you brought something, as you said. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Yeah, the name of this piece is called What If Poetry Never Existed? I wouldn't have made it this far. Realizing the substance to my written work was poetically based. Emotions, a pen stroke, an ink escape. Rhymes defined by spoken word, a wordsmith yet to be realized. Controversy, consequences captured by poetry that makes me think. Never knew an erotic level ever existed within. Just thinking about it, I get lost with the pen. Connecting poetic minds in the world of poetry on online radio, meaning I wouldn't know anyone that I do know of as I write this piece. My logos, my stage name, my network will all just be a dream within a dream. Who would I be but just another mindless drone lost in the system, numb to the world that I live in? No newscast poet will ever exist. World of poetry, true word art, never to be created, forever to be lost in the world of fabrication. A pen mightier than a sword will never be proven. Music will never have substance. Will music even exist? Ways of speaking to a woman remaining in vulgar times, being sensual, will be labeled a crime. If someone was caught trying to convey a poetic rhyme, they'll be sentenced to life, losing their time. Will freedom of speech be labeled a crime? Thinking, would I go to jail for writing this rhyme? This piece, this poetry? Thinking, where's the love? A message forever frozen in time. Thinking, no alternative way to deal with pain. Thinking, no alternative way to deal with loss. Thinking, no alternative way just to maintain, to not go insane. Thinking, poetry was never about fame, but sharing with the world what life is through a poet's eyes. And that's always from DSR All Damn Day.
Yeah. That was beautiful. The questions, it was thought-provoking. I loved that piece. You know I'm a fan. Damn, what if? All of those things. Wow. That's something to think about that we don't, you know, a lot of people, we don't process something like that. very rarely, if at all, those questions will arise in our mind. But I like that a lot. Damn. Diva? Diva, did we lose your call or are you on mute? Okay, might be on mute. I don't know. But I'm not in the studio. How are we going to work this out? Wow. I'm going to see if I can. I don't know how this is going to work out. Ooh, Diva, call back in. You got 9 minutes if you call drop, please, because I can't handle it. I can't get in the studio. I'm having technical difficulties. But I do love that piece that you just said.
Hey, well, wow. Thanks for that.
That was really, really dope. I love thought-provoking. I really do. Oh, man. I really don't know what to do because it's no way I can get in the studio. I want to send you over to the Love Lounge where you can get a drink, you know. I think I got some help in here. So I am. I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge. I want to thank you for that awesome piece. And just, I guess, stick around for the last bit of the show. One love, one mic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I can't see if we have another caller or not. I don't know what's going on because, like I said, I'm not in the studio. Oh, man, my diva can't get back in. I think our station manager is in here. If you can see the switchboard, perhaps you can let the next caller in if we have another caller.
That would be me.
Hello there. This is J. Rob, the wise son. How you doing tonight, love?
Hey, I'm too old to complain about it, so I just want to be about it.
I hear that. I like that one. Okay. I might have to steal that from you. I have to quote
it
you.
It belongs to you now. Belongs to you now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're so good to me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know who loves
oh,
you.
Oh, man. You know me?
You know who loves you.
That's what's up. Now, I do have to ask you the question, though. I know you've been
Please
listening,
do.
But I still have to ask you the question.
Whatever you want to do.
All right. Why do you think it is that people nowadays want to rush into these relationships without taking the time to get to know the person? Like, I call them microwave relationships. They want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Because that's where a lot of people happen to be right now. There's a lot of people who just, back in the day, and I'm heartbroken to say that I could say back in the day. But the fact of the matter is, back in the day, you used to have to earn a place in a woman's hands to be held. People used to go on dates. He used to plot, let's go to the movies, let's go to dinner someplace, let's go to lunch, let's go on a date. Now, because people can call for someone to deliver food to you, why am I going to dinner someplace? Now that people can watch all these great shows on Netflix and all these other streaming channels, why am I going to the movies? The intimacy of the possibility of getting to know somebody to a degree is lost. Like when I asked a friend of mine's daughter, because she just had a baby with a young man, and I said, how many dates did y'all go on? She said, we just was, you know, watching Netflix a couple of times. I said, so he got some ass off of Netflix? like,
Netflix and chill. That's what they call it.
I'm like, yo, there ain't no work being done. This is, I dig you, and let's just go watch some Netflix and chill, and let me get to the bag. Okay. I like that. That's boring because y'all don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all watch computer generated movies. Y'all don't talk. And I asked her, what was the last book you read? And she just stared at me. I said, ask him what color your eyes. And she said, why would I ask him that? I said, ask because you want to know if he's paying attention to you. Ask him what's the last book you read. That'll tell you to a degree what degree his intellect is in. I said, and just for the sake of conversation, ask him if he's a registered voter, and if he's a Republican or a Democrat, and why. Ask him if he's a member of the NAACP or the Urban League. What does he feel about Black Lives Matter? What does he feel about the Me Too movement? How does he feel about critical race theory?
Mm.
I said, if he can't answer none of these questions of the day, today, what you with him for? What do y'all talk about? I said, and granted, he may not have an answer, and that's an answer in itself. But if he doesn't know, and you do, and y'all are the same age, or within the same generational bracket, how come he don't know?
Mm.
If he tells you he doesn't vote, why not? But then again, if she doesn't vote, and granted, I know her family, so she does vote, but I was like, if he doesn't vote, what does that say to you? And does he give you a... But you want to take him to bed, but you don't know if he's good family material, but you having a baby by him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know his religious beliefs. You don't know his political philosophies. You have no idea how he feels about critical race theory, if that's a thing that he wants to do in graduate school because it's not an undergraduate prerequisite. Or, hell, ask him what does he know about American history or Black history. Just for conversation, because all y'all ever did was watch Netflix and bone. Y'all
and chill.
Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? She looked at me strange.
I'll be back for a minute.
Okay.
What you say is entirely true. I've seen that in action many times. It's ridiculous.
Cool. Let me ask you this, and then I'm going to let you sing it. So do you think that the reason for this behavior could be the technology that makes everything convenient for us?
No, because with all technology has made a lot of things easy. But there's a generation of people that don't have a romantic bone in their body.
Okay.
Wow.
Honestly, I think the easy convenience makes it makes easy for them to not have to put forth the effort. I still to go out. I'm one of those people that likes to go out. I like to take the time to, you know, provoke thought. Uh-huh.
Think about it like this.
Okay.
Anyone who was born in the 60s and early 70s, their parents courted each other.
Yes, that's true.
If you were born in the 60s and 70s, early 70s, I say up until 76, 77, you're used to going on dates.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dating is a different type of courting.